Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Audible is offering listeners a 30-day trial. Doesn't cost you anything. It's free 30-day trial. You get to select any book that you want on there and listen to it. They have books on there about breadcrumbing, love bombing, why did they lose interest, dating, relationship, any kind of book you're interested in and want to learn about, okay? You could listen to it in your car or if you're on the bus or the train. So go to my podcast description for the link at tinyurl.com/askyaznow and start your free trial. Hey everybody, and welcome to my podcast. Tonight we're going to talk about why do men cheat? Okay, everybody wants to know, a lot of women that are married or in relationships, they want to know why their men cheat or why men cheat in general. Well, I'm going to tell you, ladies, men cheat, after talking to plenty of my male friends about this topic and discussed it over and over, men cheat because they can cheat, because they're able to cheat and they're able to get away with it. A lot of men will cheat when they're away on business. They'll tell their wives they're going to sleep and they're going out and they're cheating. They could cheat with somebody in their office. They could cheat on their lunch hour. They cheat because they can. It has nothing to do with a wife or a girlfriend not looking right or not being a good person. So never ever blame yourself, because a man could be married to a woman who looks like a supermodel and he'll still cheat. So it's not always about the looks. Plenty of beautiful women in Hollywood have been cheated on. Plenty of models have been cheated on. Actresses, famous people have been cheated on. And these have been very beautiful people. It has nothing to do necessarily about looks. So if your man cheated on you, don't blame yourself because of your looks. Not to say that you shouldn't always try to look your best. That's very important, just for your own self-esteem and to feel good about yourself and be the best person that you can be. But a lot of times, men will cheat because they're bored and they always want something new. A lot of men always want something new and exciting. They don't want the same slice of pizza every night. They want something different. Now, they could cheat on somebody that could be not as attractive as who they're with, but it's something different. They may be married to a blonde-haired, thin woman, and they could cheat with a brunette, overweight woman, but it's something new. It's something exciting. Men always search out excitement. Men get bored very, very quickly, and they always want something new. A lot of times men cheat because they have low self-esteem issues, and it boosts their self-esteem. A lot of times older men or middle-aged men, they'll look to cheat with a much younger woman because it makes them feel like they still have it. A lot of times people say they're going through a midlife crisis, but it gives them a rush to know that they went with a younger woman. So it's just something new. It's something exciting. A lot of times men will cheat because they have this kind of male, alpha male attitude, like it's their entitlement, I'm a man, you know, all us men are dogs, and they have that kind of attitude. If you're dealing with a man that has an attitude like that, watch out, because this is the way his beliefs are, that it's okay to cheat. So just be wary of something like that. But the main reason that men cheat is because they can. And a lot of times, there's a lot of women, a lot of wives and girlfriends that take them back. And I will tell you that if you do take back a man that cheats, 9 times out of 10, it will happen again, because he knows if you accept it the first time, you'll accept it again. So you're just going to have a long road ahead of you of the same type of behavior. That's not to say that people haven't made mistakes and they have, you know, not cheated again. That could happen, but it's very, very, very rare. Okay. So when you're looking for a man, you're looking for a man that you feel is going to be loyal to you, you want to look for a guy that has a lot of moralistic beliefs, you know, that really respects you and respects your relationship and wouldn't want to take a chance in violating that. So, you know, if you go for a type of guy that's a macho type of guy, that is a big red flag. You know, if he's a guy that's very into himself and very into his ego, those men are high risks. So just be wary and don't ever be hard on yourself and think that it has something to do with you, that you did something wrong. I mean, not to say that in some relationships, a lot of men will blame cheating on the fact that they weren't really, they'll say their wife wasn't very sexual with them and blame it on that. And a lot of times that's just excuses, because there's plenty of men that are in happy marriages that still cheat. So like I said, the main reason that men cheat is because they can, because they know they can get away with it. It has nothing to do with you as a person. If you feel that, you know, your relationship has been good and you don't understand why he went out and cheated, it's just because he felt he could get away with it. And today, in today's world of social media, it's made it so easy for the men. It's a click of a button. They don't have to go out like they did in the olden days and go to a restaurant or a bar to try to meet somebody. Today, they could just, in their office, they can click on, they can go on dating sites, they can go on Instagram, they can go on Facebook. There's millions of attractive women's profiles and they just can't resist just clicking on the profiles and, you know, contacting these women and talking to them. It's a rush for them. And if they feel they can get away with it, they will. A lot of these men are very addicted to it. It's made it, social media has made it very easy today, especially for men to cheat. It's broken up a lot of marriages. It's broken up a lot of relationships. So again, if you're with somebody or you're looking for somebody, you want to look for a man that has a very high moralistic value and doesn't believe in cheating. Okay? So just be, you know, conscious of all that. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't feel that you did something wrong, because 9 times out of 10, you didn't do anything wrong. It's just the availability that was there for them, whether it was a pretty girl in their office, whether it was somebody they ran into or they see on a frequent basis when they go to the store or wherever they go, to the gym. It's not necessarily you, okay? It's just men love something new, something exciting. The everyday life of the same, going to work and the family and the children, men get bored very, very easily. So this is why they always look for that kind of excitement. So you could be the best woman in the world. You could be having sex constantly with your boyfriend or husband. You could be looking terrific and your man could still cheat. It really depends on the man. Okay. So like I said, it goes down to his moralistic beliefs. you know, if he feels that cheating's no big deal, or it is a big deal. So keep this in mind, ladies, and remember that not to blame you, that it's just, this is what a lot of men do. If they can get away with it, they're going to do it. And have a great night. I hope this helps somebody. And don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. Thanks, guys. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.